Lily James refused to leave her third match to what she considered little better than chance. The stupid marriage algorithm had already screwed up twice, hadn't it? As she hacked into the systems of the Global Socionomic Bureau for Planet Meliora, the only planet Lily had ever known, a circumstance she considered almost as unjust as what the algorithm had thus far put her through, an expression of grim determination occupied her face. Her very pretty face, she knew, though she didn't particularly care about that. Her first two matches had paid her sickening compliment after sickening compliment. She had cut her hair short at 15, to the distress of her mother, and had kept it short from that day to this. She had used the excuse that her long hair had become a nuisance, but truly she had aimed to avoid the masculine attention that had, despite Meliora's strict laws concerning the interaction of the sexes, already begun to come her way. And yet her first two matches, Handsome Brad and Handsome Frank, as she called them to herself, still complimented her on her raven hair, in addition to their apparently never-ceasing flow of favorable opinion on her blue eyes and her high cheekbones. After going through the agony of three dates with Handsome Frank, she had come to the conclusion that the reason the Bureau, and thus the administration who stood unwaveringly behind it, could claim that 99.9% of Melioran citizens matched into a happy marriage in three attempts lay in the unpleasantness of the consequences. Lily had almost lied about her feelings and said she would marry Handsome Frank, because the thought of matching again seemed worse, even without the threat on the other side of having to seek her fortune off-world if the third match didn't take. But she had always had in the back of her mind the knowledge that, if she needed to, she could make sure she matched with the kind of man she knew would make her happy. She could hack the system. It was the work of a few moments to get administrative access to the database, and even fewer to find her file, flagged for re-examination and rematching. She let out something between a sigh and a snort when she saw the flag. In her heart of hearts, Lily thought that the vaunted algorithm actually only worked because of the humiliation of the re-examination that preceded the third match. The Bureau claimed that the high success rate, specifically in second matches, came from the additional, very lengthy questionnaire filled out by those whose first matches hadn't taken. Lily felt sure the threat that if the second match didn't work either, men and women had to report to a Bureau physician for a thorough assessment, had a good deal to do with it. Her anger at and dread of that medical exam, scheduled for that very afternoon, had driven her to do what she did now. She didn't see how she could get out of the exam, even if she marked herself as having completed it here in the database. The physical records of her visit to the Bureau wouldn't exist, the samples and the doctor's notes. Though the chances anyone would go looking for those records seemed small, if they weren't there, it would show clearly what Lily had done. She would go to her Bureau exam, but when the bureaucrats ran the third match, it would choose exactly the man Lily had just found.